Could you give us a rundown of what the history is of the National Front and what their agenda is for France and for Europe?
Okay. The National Front was founded in the 70s by Le Pen directly. And Le Pen achieved to make all the ultra-right, reactionary, and fascist people in France work together, whereas they were fighting each other before. And because of his charisma and ability to have proposals which are okay for everyone, he achieved to make all these people work together. In all the first years, the National Front was a teeny party with results in the elections less than 1%. But at the beginning of the 80s, the Socialist Party in France started to help the National Front and to provide it with access to the media and to the press and with some advertising of their fascist ideas. And in 1985, the Socialist Party changed the election laws to introduce some proportionality in the election. And this made it possible for the National Front to have politicians in the Senate. And it increased the advertising of their ideas. And then the politicians also changed the laws in order to provide all parties which have elected people with public money, public funds. And this also helped the National Front because every year they receive between 40 and 80 millions of francs for their day-to-day work. And for now 5-6 years, every parties start to use some of the ideas defended by the National Front regarding immigration, regarding security, regarding repression of social struggles and social movements, and so on.
Can you expand a bit more as to what the National Front's agenda is with immigration, is with security, and is with its repression of social movements?
Yeah. The first thing which may explain very quickly who Le Pen really is a sentence he used during the last months for the presidential election. He said, from an economical point of view, I'm on the right. From a social point of view, I'm on the left. And from a national point of view, I'm French. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler said in 1932. He said, from an economical point of view, I'm on the right. From a social point of view, I'm on the left. And from a national point of view, I'm German. This is exactly the same sentence. And this shows that Le Pen may say he's a Democrat. He may say he will not suppress freedom and on rights. These are lies. He's a liar. His agenda regarding immigration is putting people into camps. He said it between the two rounds of the vote. He said, yes, I want to open camps and put every foreigner in camps before we can throw them away. Okay? He said, we will make our best so that they are quite comfortable, but the current camp, there are already camps in France to jail illegal immigrants before they are put into airplanes or ships and so on. And there are many reports against these camps because they are really inhuman. But there are camps organized by the French Republic, the French state, which is quite somewhat democratic. And we can imagine what it would be with someone completely undemocratic. Another point regarding immigration is that Le Pen wants makes a difference between white European people and other people. He's already a racist. He has not really problems with immigrants from Germany or Spain or England. No problem with them, especially if they are Catholics, because he has traditionalist Catholic within the National Front, but with people from Algeria, Morocco, or Black Africa, he simply considers them as inferior people. He said, yes, I believe in the inequality of races. He said it publicly. He wrote it. We know that he is a racist. Well, this is for immigration. From a social point of view, he wants to forbid women work. He does not present this in that way. He just says, I want to provide mothers with some loans in order to care about their children. But in fact, when you read the details of the program in some internal publications of the National Front, you can see that what they want is restricting work only to men, because they consider that women must only care about children. That's their role and their only role. He wants to suppress the minimal wage. Minimal wage, yeah. He wants to suppress trade unions. These are the main points. From an international point of view, he wants to go out of the European Union. And we have problems with the European Union. We consider the European Union as a capitalist organization which increase the destruction of social rights and so on. But the attacks of Le Pen against the European Union are on another level. They are only nationalist attacks. And he wants something quite funny. He wants to restore the franc. He wants to suppress the euro and to restore the franc. But everybody knows that it's completely impossible, because it would be so expensive to destroy the money and make some new money. But he doesn't care. He's a demagogical man, and he says things even when he knows that it's impossible.
Now, for many people watching from abroad, it seemed impossible that Le Pen would actually have made it to the runoffs. And so much of the analysis coming out of the Canadian media was that, oh, this was a protest vote. So I wonder if you can comment on that.
Okay. Considering the vote for National Front as a protest vote is simply false. The National Front is above 10% in the elections for about 20 years. Okay. They when people vote for Le Pen, they vote again for Le Pen. It's not a protest. It's not, I'm fed up, I vote for Le Pen, and another day it's okay, and I vote for someone else. They really want some very, very strong power in France, some sort of Führer, strong leader, which is supposed to solve any problem. But it's not protest it's not protest because it's a stable vote. It's not an unstable vote.
So there is that 10% there, though, that keeps voting for Le Pen. That 10%, does it represent a growing fascist movement in France?
Yeah. I said that the National Front is above 10% for about 20 years, but it's about 15% for six years. Yes, it's a growing movement. About 5 million of people voted for Le Pen in this election, which is quite huge. In reality, Le Pen gained only less than 1 million compared to the previous presidential election. The reason why he achieved to reach the second round is that the other candidates were so stupid and so bad. The candidate of the Socialist Party, Jospin, our former prime minister, conducted a right politic during 5 years, and he had only reactionary proposal during the campaign. Therefore, he received only reactionary votes. But Chirac is better than him for getting reactionary votes. That's the reason why he could not reach the second one.
What was the response of the traditional political parties in France to Le Pen's being elected to the second runoff?
There is a word I don't know in English. Chantage. No. Well, the traditional party say they all say, oh, it's terrible, it's terrific, it's a shame for France. In reality, they are quite happy with the situation because they can say, now you have no choice. You must vote for us. You have no choice. If you don't agree with our politics, there will be the fascism. Therefore, you must vote for us. And you must not wait the second round. You must vote for us in the first round. And it's very comfortable for them because they can do whatever they want. They will always have the opportunity to say, oh, you must not criticize us. Otherwise, the fascism will come. They don't want... in reality, the reason why fascism grows is their own politic, their own policy. Because during the last 5 years, the Socialist Party, which is supposed to be progressive, had only a reactionary policy. He suppressed social rights, he expelled immigrants, he increased the number of cops, and so on. Okay. Therefore, he destroyed the social links between people, and he increased the social inequalities. And these two points, the destruction of social links and the increasing of social inequalities, are the two main reasons why people vote for Le Pen. The problem is that the vote of May 5th is not a solution at all. We are happy because Le Pen has lost and he could not reach the power and he cannot kill the activists or put the activists in jail and so on. It's good. The problem is Chirac will lead an awful policy while he will be president. He will destroy all our social rights and so on. And if we are unable to struggle very strongly against this policy, in 5 years, Le Pen will not be at 20%, he will be at 35%. And he will be able to reach the power.
Le Pen quite possibly might be in power in 5 years, but right now in Europe we have several proclaimed fascists in power, Heidegger in Austria, but maybe you can just give our listeners a sense of what's happening in Europe and how the almost elected Pen relates to other fascism trends in Europe right now.
Yeah, it's true that in many countries in Europe, fascist is as a power or is growing. Haider in Austria, Fini and Bossi in Italy. Aznar in Spain is almost a fascist. In Denmark there are fascists. In Norway. In Belgium, fascism is growing, and so on. Everywhere in the European Union. And in the same time, the leaders of the European Union say, the European Union, it's democracy. You must trust the European Union because we defend democracy. But that's false. European Union leads to fascism. And the reason is that European Union leads a reactionary policy. It increases the social inequality and it concentrates the wealth in the hands of only a few people. And this is the reason why the European Union policy supports the growing of fascism all around Europe. And this is why a link is necessary between anti-fascist movements and anti-globalization movements. The problem is this link does not exist yet.